You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Do you have a bucket list?
I don't. So that's what kind of makes this topic a little awkward for me, because on Friday, Dom and I were talking about bucket lists off the air. And, oh, what's on your bucket list? I'm like, I don't have one. I don't live like that. I mean, there's some things I'd like to do, you know, and if it happens, it happens. But I don't have like a list with check marks on it.
Right.
I mean, like the biggie is I really want to go to Iceland. I really, really want to get up there. So yeah, if it happens, it happens. That's great.
Let me stop right there because I've heard you say this about Iceland for about 5 years now.
Yeah.
Why haven't you gone?
Well, I guess 5 years ago I would have had a 1 year old. It's hard to travel to Iceland with a 1 year old. So
well, no,
I mean,
don't
it's
take
been,
the 1 year old.
Well, I'm not going to leave a 1 year old with a relative for 2 weeks.
Well, you're not going for 2 weeks.
Oh, I would make a trip of it,
no,
man. I'd go all around up there. And oh, yeah, there's a lot to see, a lot to do.
No, I know. Iceland is incredible.
It's
but
beautiful.
I'm saying for you, you don't need to go for 2 weeks.
Let's make it a week
so
and
if
a half.
You do that, what are you going to say? You're going to wait until your children are out of college before you go?
Maybe. It might be a nice little trip for.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
My goal in life is to get you to pawn those kids off on a grandparent for about 10 days and get the hell out of Dodge.
Maybe. We might be doing that in September, actually, for our little anniversary. So I already put the bug in my mom's ear. I'm like, hey, you might have the kids for a week in September.
Okay,
an anniversary coming.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
So it's going to happen.
It warms my heart. I want you to do the same thing for Iceland. Don't take
we'll
the
see.
Kids to Iceland.
We'll
that
see. No.
A...
Well, maybe. I don't know. It'd be good.
No,
some good culture for them.
You're going to want to do so many things, and their little legs won't be able to keep up.
I want
to
ride a reindeer. I want to ride a reindeer. But it's funny because this is what we're talking about. Everybody's has their bucket list of things they want to do, but they haven't accomplished them yet. One
mm-hmm.
of these days.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, screw this. Let's throw open the mics on Monday and say, hey, what have you accomplished from your bucket list?
Mm-hmm.
What are these things that you've been wanting to do and you got her done?
Yeah.
I posted it on Facebook this morning and there's already a lot of goofy ones coming in.
Smart Alex.
Like Mercedes, who bought her dream pet, which is a pig.
Okay. Well, you know, we should point out right away
hey.
With Mercedes and her comment is that a bucket list doesn't have to be this grandiose
it
thing.
It sure
and that,
doesn't.
That's probably what holds people back. They're thinking that a bucket list has to be, oh, I'm going to, you know, take a ride in the space shuttle. Well,
no. It's
it doesn't have to be that.
Little things. Lori
Buy
says,
a pig.
She ran a half marathon. In every state, mind you, but she ran half marathons. Took
Who
her
did
about
that?
9 years. Lori.
Really?
That's kind of cool.
Nine years to run a half marathon in 50
in
states.
50 states.
Wow.
Massive legs. Massive legs. Kim enjoyed a wonderful hot air balloon ride. Barf.
Kim out.
Savannah, ooh, nah, nah. She posted a picture of her on The Price is Right.
Super cool.
Ah, that's pretty
that's
cool,
great.
Huh?
I wonder how she did.
I don't know. Like the picture, she's like, ah, like, yeah, like screaming.
That's
so she might have got a free vacuum or something. I don't
Wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't the big sucky thing be to go out there and then they don't ever call your name to come on down?
No, that would suck. But at least
you're
there.
Just sitting there and you're like, come on.
And I'll give you one more. Mary flew a helicopter in South Dakota. She actually flew the helicopter.
Now that is cool also.
Oh, and here's Marjorie sending me pictures of Iceland right now.
Yeah, go.
Didn't even know I wanted to go, but my daughter did a study abroad there and it was amazing. So she must have went and saw it. She's like taking the picture from behind a waterfall. So the waterfall's in that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go.
I want you to go.
All right.
I hope you don't wait too much longer because pretty soon you're going to be frail. So I'd rather you're not.
Well, somebody can help me up on the reindeer then.
So now we're opening the phones for you. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We don't care what's on your bucket list. We want to know what you have checked off your bucket
Anything.
List.
Anything. Don't be shy. Come on, fire us up for a Monday morning. Let's have some
and
fun.
Especially since we've shown that it can be anything from hot air balloon ride to the pig and running a half marathon in every state. I mean...
It's anything. What's on your list? What have you accomplished?
What have you checked off? I want to see these super cool historical structures and monuments. And I crossed off Stonehenge and I crossed off Machu Picchu.
Mm-hmm.
Been there.
Yep.
The last one for me, or not the last one, but for sure the next big one, is the Great Pyramid.
Yeah.
in Egypt. I'm just a little nervous about going there. But And I also don't want to go until I can assure myself connecting with someone who can get me on the other side of the ropes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to go and do the touristy
thing. You
want to
climb the pyramids. It's just say it. You want to climb it.
Even though I have developed a fear of heights,
yeah,
I still want to climb it, and I want to.
You want to get in there?
Get inside if I can.
Get in there and find a mummy.
And so I got to wait until I have some sort of connection with somebody who knows, you know, like an Egyptologist who can get me behind the ropes.
Mm-hmm. How fun would that be?
So, but we're talking about the ones that you have crossed off your list. Like, what bucket list items have you accomplished?
Kelly. Oh, you want to do phones? I'll just give you a quick one on Facebook. Kelly said just to go see a Green Day concert. And I will tell you right now, that is in my top five of the greatest concerts I've ever been to. They put on a phenomenal show. And then on the concert line, Dom, Lori says, seeing Air Supply in concert. Oh, boy.
I'm all out of love.
Yes, that one.
I'm so lost without you. Hello, Courtney. Sorry you had to hear that. You'll not get that earworm out of your head all day. So, Courtney, what did you cross off your list?
I did a spit take.
I think I got to give you a ding for that because
thank you.
That is classic.
So, what made you do that?
So my parents are building a house and they just got well water for the first time. So we were all trying it and my mom decided to film me. And so I took the opportunity and just did a direct spit take at her in the camera.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's funny. That's a funny one.
Thank you.
Was the well water okay? Did it taste okay though in general?
If you like sulfur, yeah.
I love sulfur. Delicious.
You're a
two-dinger today.
Thank you. Yeah, look at that. Especially, you can tell everybody about that. I got two dings from Dom and Jeremy. Courtney, have a great day, okay?
Bye,
thank
Courtney.
You guys. You as well. Bye.
See you later.
My.
That's funny.
She's going to be on cloud nine all day. Is it pronounced Kenya? Is that your name?
It is Kenya.
Welcome Morning. To the show. Thank you. What did you cross off your list?
All right. I learned how to wallpaper.
Oh, right. I need you. I'm going to put some wallpaper up in a bathroom, and I have no idea where to start.
Wallpaper is back, and it's big right
big.
Now.
I wasn't good at it, but I did learn how to do it.
Well, never mind then. There's bubbles in it, huh?
don't call me.
What?
don't hire her.
What does the wallpaper look like?
We want to know what the design is.
Oh, it was like 19-something ridiculous with my mom, like floral, something gross.
Yeah, that does sound
gross. And it wasn't even like white. It was like off-white.
Floral.
Yeah, it was gross. Yeah. But she was excited.
Hey, well, good for mom.
And if it's your mom, you have to be excited, too.
Well, you know about if mama ain't happy, right? So, Kenya, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
See you later.
Thank you for being on the show. Aren't you? Yeah, you said you're wallpapering pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit in the bathroom, so we'll see. They have the kind now. You don't even need the goo on the back. You can just, it's like a big sticker. You just peel it off and up it goes. Yeah. So,
here comes Paul. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Paulie.
So, what did you cross off your list?
Well, I got a couple things. One, I think Jeremy will appreciate with peppermint. I got a buddy of mine that I met at car shows, and I got to drive his Ferrari and his Lamborghini.
I've driven both of those cars. Aren't they insane?
They were quite fun.
They're scary.
That was definitely a moment in time that I will remember forever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, buddy. And
did
side
you just
note,
drive it around a parking lot, or did you take it out somewhere and put the pedal to the metal? What'd you do?
Your favorite thing, Dom, I drove them to car shows. So I went and parked in the parking lot and looked at the cars.
Talk shop, huh?
That's a motor.
That's a motor. That's some shiny paint there.
I have been a couple of times when Jeremy took his Corvette to car shows. I went a couple of times.
Yeah, Dom wandered around. Then he's 10 minutes and he's like, all right, I'm out of here.
What was the other thing that you checked off?
The other one was winning the Mindbender with you guys.
Oh, look at you trying to kiss up. We're not going to send you another prize, Paul.
I'm actually using my melting pot on Tuesday.
All right, so good.
Because of you guys.
Oh, congrats, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Wait a minute. What was the winning answer that you won with?
Oh, I've won twice. One was shoveling snow, and the other one was more recent, and I can't remember what that one is.
How can you not remember? How can you not remember?
I'm trying to think. I won so much amazing stuff from you guys. You guys have been awesome to me.
Well, we try to be awesome,
thanks,
Paul.
Why don't you give somebody else a turn now, Paul?
If you're a two-time Mindbender winner, that's something to crow about, buddy. Really nice. So good
it's
for you.
Definitely bucket list. Check that one off.
Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Bye.
Two-time winner, eh?
Amongst other things, it sounds like.